Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents I, Maybot, The Rise and Fall by John Crace. Narrated by Alexander Doddy. Introduction. With the Coalition coming to the end of its 5-year term of office in May 2015, David Cameron hatched a plan to keep the Conservative Eurosceptics on message during the general election campaign. He would offer them the carrot of a referendum on the UK's membership of the European Union within 2 years. It was a plan that worked rather too well. Cameron had anticipated the Tories either losing the election or returning to power in another coalition. Either way, the promise of an EU referendum would get quietly shelved. Instead, the Conservatives were returned with an overall majority, and Dave was forced to put up. With the early opinion polls showing a roughly 65-35% split in favour of remaining in the EU, Dave saw no point in delaying the referendum and spent the latter half of 2015 and early 2016 meeting with the 27 heads of the other EU countries in the hope of coming back with a new 4-point deal on UK membership that he could present to the country as a marked improvement. The only problem was that the deal looked, to all intents and purposes, identical to the one we already had. By now, though, Dave was committed, and as there was no backing down, he took to the airwaves to sell a deal whose details seemed a little vague, even to him. First up was the Andrew Marr Show, the BBC's flagship Sunday morning politics show. He got off to a sluggish start. The key phrases his advisers had prepped him with over breakfast: important work, national security, uncertainty, and very, very dangerous, tripped off the tongue as if on a time delay. The spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. Marr pressed him on benefits. How could he guarantee that the Department for Work and Pensions would be up to withholding migrants' benefits when it still hadn't managed to get its universal credit system up and running after 5 years? The only answer to be found in Dave's brain was that with Ian Duncan-Smith sacked as its minister, the DWP would run like clockwork. But somewhere in the depths of his hippocampus, Dave knew he wasn't allowed to say that. So he just burbled something meaningless instead. Slowly, though, Dave's body began to respond, and his pulse rose above flatline. Dave remembered that Dave was pumped. He had gone to Brussels, and he had bloody well given the EU a kicking. Angela Merkel? Donald Tusk? François Hollande? Whatever the name of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?